This local and regional update is the service of Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville. Liberty Bank, open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. for your convenience. An Arkansas company losing some more jobs. Dateline Prescott, Arkansas, where company officials say they're cutting 90 jobs at the Firestone Building Products plant there. They say 6 salaried employees and 84 hourly workers will be laid off September 1st from the plant that makes a synthetic rubber compound for roofing. As promised when he took the job, a big raise for the chief of higher education in Arkansas gets one of the largest raises handed out to Arkansas officials on July 1st. Jim Purcell receives a 35% raise to boost his salary from $135,000 to $185,000 a year. A former aide to Bill Clinton when he was governor has been booked in Lincoln County on charges of attempting to smuggle a knife and tattoo needles onto the state's death row. Former gubernatorial chief of staff Betsy Wright was booked Saturday on 51 counts of attempting to furnish prohibitive articles in a correctional institution. She was released a short time, $100 bond. Arkansas school officials are hoping to prepare for the winter flu season by offering seasonal flu shots to every student, teacher, and staff member. Governor Mike Beebe has set aside $2.9 million from the tobacco tax fund to pay for the shots. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the shots provide protection for the most common strains of the flu virus, but not for the novel H1N1 virus, commonly known as the swine flu. The shot will be offered to all students, but only given with parental approval. A public meeting has been called for residents in the Floral area. More on that in a moment.
Every business has the same routine when it comes to making deposits. Drive to the bank, make your deposit, drive back to work. But Liberty Bank has changed all that. With Liberty's new Commercial Capture Express, you make deposits from your computer, right there in your office. It's as easy as it sounds, and your deposits post and clear faster, improving cash flow. Watch our Commercial Capture Express demo online at mylibertybank.com. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A public meeting has been set for those living in the Floral Fire District. It'll be tomorrow, 7 p.m. at the Floral Volunteer Fire Department. It'll be to discuss the upcoming changes in the insurance service office ratings and proposed changes to the Floral Fire Department. Also, registration for the Alert Express program will be taken during the meeting. Alert Express will alert you to a pending hazard, such as a tornado, by calling your phone, cell or home phone, or both. The program is free. All you have to do is register and provide information so the system can automatically call you. If you need more information on the meeting, call Fire Chief Mark Byram or Board President Charles Jennings. And a new report by California-based real estate research firm shows that 25% of Arkansans making mortgage payments in the second quarter owed more than their homes were worth. First American CoreLogic of Santa Ana, California, reports that almost 57,000 of the 225,000 mortgages in the state fall into negative equity. Nationally, CoreLogic reports almost a third of mortgages were categorized as being in negative equity. CoreLogic determines a property's value based on its estimate of the value of every residential property in the country. This local and regional update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with same-day posting no matter the time of transaction. Gary B.